o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Saturday. That's so right for fighting.
That song.
Yeah, Love Elton it. John. And tonight is an epic encounter between the Panthers and the Eels. But first, what do we got, Liam?
Well, it's a Saturday, so producer Charlie's jumped in. He's all excited because we're playing this. Blankety Blanks, the tribute to the late, great Graham Kennedy. Producer Charlie has sporting sentences with blanks in them that MG and I need to fill in. Fairly simple game.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Very simple game.
Before we get into the game.
It's taking the hordes by the mass.
Can we just reassure the Rush Hour family
yeah.
that producer Charlie has recovered?
Yeah.
Because
he was a bit crook yesterday.
He offered nothing from a show perspective. I mean, to call him the producer, Charlie.
He didn't produce, did he?
It would be flattering, man.
The vaccine got me, you know. I'm only human.
As it does. It does get several people who are vulnerable.
First dose, I was fine.
Yeah.
You know, shrugged it off.
Well, did you have Pfizer?
Pfizer, yeah.
Yeah, I was the same on the second one. I had a bit of a... But
I was lying down on the couches out front. I wasn't actually listening, to be honest.
No. So you wouldn't have a clue.
I came and edited it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I told
that's
about.
That's not a bad show, yeah.
I done a good job.
Funny you mention that, because I've got an email here from the boss.
Yeah. Dear boys.
Yeah, but the point is, you're double vaxxed now.
Yes.
And as soon as Freedom Day arrives,
I'll be having a beer.
You'll be having a beer.
Yep, and I'll be joining him.
You're double vaxxed?
Yeah.
I've booked in for my second dose.
I've been double vaxxed for a month.
But that's because you're in the... You're in the danger.
Yeah, at-risk category.
That's right. There you go.
No,
thank
no
you.
I mean, you know, over 50?
Oh,
we've got to look after you, man.
You're in the at-risk category.
Yeah. I'm in the risky character.
I beg your pardon. I mean, COVID-19 should be scared of MG. But you're double vax. I've got my second one booked in for 2 weeks from now.
Good work.
I got AZ, so I've got to wait a little bit longer.
So you'll be free as well. We'll all be free.
I'll be free. We'll be free to go to the pub.
And Soprano's done.
He's free.
Yeah. Tony's
double Tony Soprano, rising. Digital Tony. He's double vaxxed. Yep. We're going to have a double vax party.
He's obviously from Fairfield, so he was one of the early, one of the early ones there.
Dodgy.
Fairfield,
dodgy.
Paramount.
Wish they'd shut that suburb a long time ago.
Hello, everyone who Fairfield listens to us.
We've got a big, audience there.
Big, massive audience.
Ah, I'm just kidding.
Liam lives at Randwick.
You can't come and get me. You're not allowed out.
All right.
If we can't laugh, we'll cry, Jets. If we can't laugh, we'll cry.
Boys, it's great this weekend. We've got two games in Mackay. So I want to know, blank is your favourite personality from Mackay?
Oh, where do I start? Jody Gordon, Caelan Ponga,
Jeff
Fugel, Dane Gagai.
Formerly Jody Anasta.
Kathy Freeman, Delvin Delaney, DCE, Ben Barber, Wendell.
Wendell's not from Mackay.
Oh, he's photos at the airport. That'll do me.
Photos at the airport. Do not allow on planes.
I have to say Kathy Freeman. She's the most famous. She's when she won that race in 2000, I was there, and it was one of the best sporting events of my life.
With all due respect to Jody Gordon, I've got to say Kathy Freeman too.
Fair enough, boys. The missing piece for Parramatta to win a premiership is blank.
Reed Marnie.
Wow.
I think they need a hooker to go further. You can't just keep having Ray Stone as the fill-in and then bringing Will Smith on as the interim. You've got to have a specialised hooker to win a comp.
Yeah.
I feel like you've asked this one before, and I feel like I'm coming back to the same response I said then. I don't know. Because even with Reed Marnie, it feels like they weren't quite there.
Yeah, but put this team now after the win against Melbourne with Reed Marnie.
Yeah, good point. Okay. Yep.
Boys, blank is your order from Macca's.
Oh, same every time. Same
Hold
time.
On. Can I ask what state are we in here?
Anytime.
Like, I mean, have we been at the pub after Freedom Day?
No.
Or
we
is
haven't.
It just a standard?
It's standard.
We're on our way back from the Friday night game. We've been at Panther Stadium.
Yep.
I'm on my way back to Randwick.
Yeah.
And I'm swinging past the Macca's there.
On the double servos, the twin servos.
It's quarter pounder.
Yep.
With a six pack of nuggets.
Oh, nice. Yep.
And depending on what, like if I've really earned it, I'll throw a chalky thick shake in there as the drink.
Oh, nice.
But otherwise, I'm just going, you know, the Coke.
Yeah.
I'd get the same every time. I get a quarter pounder with white sauce.
Which is the fillet of fish sauce?
Which is the chicken sauce.
Chicken sauce.
The McChicken sauce.
Yeah.
You ask them the McChicken sauce on a quarter pounder. Quarter pounder.
Have that next time you're there. Honestly.
You do another funny order. as well, don't you?
Like what?
You put something on a Filet-O-Fish bun?
No, I put pineapple on a...
Hold on.
I remember you having a burger with a Filet-O-Fish.
We were at Parramatta Stadium and you ordered a McChicken, but I reckon you did it on the Filet-O-Fish bun.
No, that wasn't me.
It was.
I remember.
I remember you, Charlie and I arrived. Yeah. You were already finished your meal. Yeah.
I have a quarter pounder with white sauce, chicken sauce. I have a fillet of fish with extra sauce.
Ah, okay. Maybe we're getting...
Fillet of fish with extra sauce. Nah, he definitely took the fillet of fish bun and did something with
and
it. Anyway.
And then I finished with two little cheeseburgers to throw down. Ah, nice. And a massive Coke with heaps of ice.
He's like IKEA. He's like the IKEA of McDonald's. He just goes in there and takes all different parts and makes them fit together.
I love Macca's. Macca's my go-to.
Right.
The sports star you would love to see on SAS is blank.
Oh, easy.
We spoke to Tom Burgess yesterday on the show, and I'm loving what... Sam Burgess has been great, actually.
Yeah, he's coming across great.
Sam Burgess, for any future athlete that goes on this show or you know, celebrity... Well, Sam Burgess template. Go on there and own your shit.
Yeah. Did Pup Clark knock back next year's one? He was supposed to go on it.
Was he?
Yeah, it was in the
paper. See, I don't reckon Pup Clark would be prepared to go on there and put his hand up for any mistakes that he's made.
No, you've got to have the whole process. You've got to make it cathartic. You've got to use it as a therapy session with your psychologist. Mm.
I wonder if Pup Clark even realizes he's made mistakes. Nah. He probably sees himself.
He's not. You know what? He's not ready yet. He's not retired yet, so he's not ready to go on it. But Dave Warner.
Oh,
I know
his
Candace has been on it and did really well. Dave is just a Western Sydney brawler.
He'd be,
tenacious, and he wouldn't want to quit. And when they get up in his, when the staff get up in your face, he'd like.
In the grill.
There'd be a part of him that would want to punch him. And he's got some demons that he's wrestled with too, so I think he'd be a great.
I want to see the man with the most demons in Australian sport, Nick Kyrgios. I want to see him on SAS.
Would be amazing.
Yep.
Because he would have a tantrum.
Oh, he would blow up deluxe.
It's a great show.
Huh?
It's a great show.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Would you ever go on it?
Not now. Not this age.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Maybe it's not if I was in the 30s or 40s.
How impressive was Kerry Potthast, 52, I think Kerry's about your age, gold medalist from the Sydney Olympics beach volleyball, just smashing it on the underneath the helicopter bars.
I could do all that stuff. I just couldn't do the tunnel. I would sit there and I'd be in there for an hour and I'd have a panic attack and I'd have anxiety and I'd say, no, get me out. And they wouldn't.
I'll tell you who I've been disappointed with so far in this series. The poo. Filipoussis is offering little.
What's he done?
Offering nothing. Yeah. I mean, I hope they go deeper into his character.
No, the scud. They want to do
the scud. The scud. Yeah,
the scud's
a dud. The poo, the scud.
The scud's a dud.
A dud poo.
He'll be off soon. But at least Manu owned it and said,
The funniest part of the series so far has actually been when Filipoussis and Manu sat down next to each other in the outdoor toilet and went, just don't make eye contact.
But we digress.
Yes, sorry. Gotcha.
Blank is the current NRL coach you would love to have as your personal mentor.
Ooh.
I follow you around, give you little tidbits on life.
That I could just call up at any point?
You can call up at any point and he'll give you, you know, geez, work's been, you know, annoying me lately. What do you think? What do you think, Trent? What do you think, Des?
I think it's Trent Robinson. I think Robbo for mine. I think I'd be too scared of Bellamy. Similar with Bennett, although Bennett does seem great. Trent Robinson.
Yep.
Bellamy,
yeah.
He's the one I'd ring. I spoke to him recently for about half an hour, and just some of the stuff he was saying was just, you know, you go, wow, imagine being coached by this bloke.
Yeah. Boys, the Rolling Stones released their top 500 songs of all time.
Before we even get to what this is an amazing blanketies from Charlie today. This is deep. This is...
And he did it. He did it in like 3 minutes.
Time spent, the better.
Yeah.
Admittedly, he owes us a day. He did nothing yesterday.
So. I will just pull up the curtain a little bit. Tony Soprano was here today, and he was giving me a hand with it as well.
Okay.
So we're
going to split the invoice on this one.
Good work, Tony.
Good work, Tony.
The Rolling Stones released their top 500 songs of all time, and Aretha Franklin's "Respect" was number one. Blank is yours.
Number one song of all time.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is that R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
You know what you mean to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Charlie is tone deaf as well for anyone.
My favourite song that I love, it's my go-to of all time. My goodness. I think Imagine is up there with John Lennon. Imagine all the people.
Far out.
Yeah, it's hard.
I thought you were going to ask my favourite Rolling Stones song.
Okay.
But I didn't realise then you're talking about the magazine.
Yeah.
Favourite Rolling Stones song is Sympathy for the Devil.
Pleased to meet you.
Great song.
Did you get my
I thought yours was Born to be Alive.
Well, that was my ringtone. That was my, that's
your mantra.
That's Born to be Alive, Patrick Hernandez. I was in year 6 at school and I was at the school disco bopping away to it.
Yeah, nice.
And that's been my favourite ever since. I put on when I'm at a party, I say, okay, it's time for some Born to be Alive.
Is it still your ringtone or
nah.
You scrapped it?
I was, last year.
Do you know what? Basically, Charlie, I can't answer your question. I can't give you my favourite song of all time. It requires too much thought. Do you know what song I discovered about 2 months ago when I was running and I've now cannot stop playing it like every time I go for a run, like on loop? Billy Joel's Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Oh, really?
Goes for about 8.5 minutes, but it's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, it's...
Sing it.
There's too much.
Sing the chorus.
There is no chorus.
Oh, what's a song without a chorus?
It's this long meandering buddy thing.
But it goes, scenes for an Italian.
No, Charlie. You, no
I'm
scene.
Walking down the street. I see
no
a little scene. Bit of a piccolo.
What's... any more, Charlie?
Cappuccino.
Stop singing.
No, that's it, boys. That's it.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah. That's very good.
That's awesome. So how many hours are we away from tonight's game?
We're about 12 hours.
12 hours.
From tonight's game. It's going to be an absolute ripper, isn't it? Penrith v. Parramatta.
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome. I can't believe Parramatta are $4.30. And I reckon once we speak to the bookmakers tonight, they'll say that there's been a lot of money for Parramatta at the price.
This one.
Bottle of red.
There you go.
Yeah, I've heard this, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great vibe.
I don't know about the run, but.
Yeah, on a run. This is more like sitting down.
But here's the thing. It speeds up in about a minute. I'm not going to play it for you. And then it gets really fast for about 5 minutes, and then it slows down again. Well, it's a nice little warm-up, cool-down.
Let's send
a
Born to be Alive on your run. That gets straight
All
into
right,
it.
All right, I'll add that to my...
That gets straight into it.
Boom, but then your heart rate, sky high.
Yeah.
I'm tipping Parramatta tonight in an upset.
Wow.
I'm not.
Wow. Parramatta in an upset.
Sopranos with you.
Mitchell Moses to be best on ground, and Dylan Brown to put in his best performance of the year.
Brian Toll to score a hat-trick down Fergo's wing.
Hat-trick down Fergo's wing.
Sorry, Fergo.
All right, very good. Nice work, Charlie. Great to have you back, Digital Tony. My love to all the people in Fairfield, second favourite suburb behind Randwick. We've got to get out of here. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Bang.